It's my favorite time, although I don't get to have her in studio. I've got her live via Skype. It's my TV diva. Good morning, diva.
Good morning.
Are you in your PJs? I can see little fluffy slippers there with little bitty bunnies on them or something.
I'm telling you, I don't get paid enough for this, girl. I got a face for radio. The Skyping is crazy. You shouldn't have to be subjected to it, but what are you going to do in a crisis situation?
We need you in this crisis, diva, because girl, you are my expert when it comes to television.
You know what? Who knew that sitting around watching TV 24/7 could save lives? I've been saving my life for I've been prepared for this all my life.
You have been, right? And no matter how many experts we get right now, you will always be the original TV diva.
I know, right? Don't come in now, people, just because you got work off and you can just go. I know. No, I am a professional. Don't try this at home.
We're binge watching right now because a lot of us are in home, you know, with the kids.
Yes.
Netflix put out a list of some recommended shows that you could binge watch that are feel-good shows. And now, we're kind of looking for some feel-good.
That's true. We need to do that.
I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I figured I'd pull a couple out just to get your take on them.
Okay.
And this is one that the child is watching. I do know that because it's on constantly in the house. But Fuller House, which is the sequel to the original Full House. Have you caught any of the new one?
I may have caught the pilot episode. And if not, since.
Yeah, definitely. It's campy. Yes. It's cheesy. It's kind of everything we loved about the original.
I'm not anti-campy cheesy. I mean, I love that. But I just didn't get into this one. I couldn't relive it, I guess. You know, especially because I moved on to Hallmark and never went back. So all those ladies are almost, yeah, I think all of them have been on a Hallmark movie at least once.
It has to be. Yeah, definitely. They live on my Hallmark channel.
Yes,
that's for sure.
So, yes. But, you know, I'm sure it's innocent, good time fun for them.
Number five on their list is New Girl. Have you checked out any of this at all?
I watched New Girl for a long time and then, you know, just kind of burn out. But, yes, it's a fun little quirky show. And the main actor on there, one of the main ones, is now one of my new favorites, Stumptown.
This is a show that I started, but I ended up just getting out of from lack of time, but it's The Good Place. The season one started out awesome, and it was one of those ones that I didn't get a chance to keep going on because of time factor, so I may have to go back now. It recently ended its run, so you could binge watch the whole thing right now.
We could, and you know, we keep saying we're going to do the same thing. We watched, I think, the first season, like you said, and then we should go back on that. And we've been recording it, but we're so out of, I don't know. I couldn't quite get in on that one. I don't know why.
I can
think
tell
it has
you
potential, you
that
know?
The ending had people saying that this is one of the best endings of a show ever.
Well,
I
and
saw
that would be
all
interesting.
Over the social.
Because it's such a quirky show to begin with. It's like, how do you end a quirky show when you're, you know, already quirky.
Absolutely.
But that's
absolutely
awesome. I might have to check that out.
I am a big fan of The Office, so of course I go back and watch that. It's my comfort show. Parks and Rec. One of the creators of The Office went on to do Parks and Rec, and it's definitely something that you can sit down and binge watch.
We started watching that because I was like, you know, I didn't get into it back then, but we started one day watching that. Actually, I guess my husband has watched it before, but I'm really liking the main guy in that one. I believe Nick, is that his actor real name? Married to Megan Mullally. I'm trying to think of his name. I'm sure. Anyway.
You're talking to the wrong person for coming up with
like
names.
Nick Offerman, I believe, is his name. He's quite funny on a different show that we were watching, but so I think that one's worth a go too.
I like any show that brings Rob Lowe in for any reason. I'm always a fan.
I haven't made it to the that man does not age. In fact, I think
Never.
He's way more beautiful now than he was back then.
Totally.
I wasn't a huge Rob Lowe fan back in the 80s. I am now.
I'm huge.
Pro Rob.
Rob Lowe. Yesterday, today,
time.
And tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Always. And, you know, I have to go with you, diva, because number one on this list is number two is The Office, by the way. But number one on their list is a show that you've brought up constantly. It's the show that I can't say on the air. It's the story of a rich family who loses everything.
I beg you, people, if you ever get a chance to see it, see it. It's comedy at its finest. Eugene Levy, Catherine O'Hara, and his son is, now I've forgotten his first name, but he is, in my opinion, the star of the show. At first, you just think, what is wrong with this guy? And he's such a brat, but he's not. And their daughter, I love it. I love it.
Miss Diva, it's always a pleasure.
Always.
Have a fantastic time and more recommendations from you next week.
Keep it clean, girl.
You too, girl. Stay safe, stay
you
well.
Too.
We love you.
Love you.